that it's not about learning, it's about unlearning now. And it has to have a method to do that, because you can't just go around like a mantra, tell yourself that I'm God and I should unlearn. There has to be a signpost where it sends you to yourself. And for that, there are very few great teachers that are willing just to show you the way without allowing you to be attached to them, you know? And one of which I was fortunate to come across. So it's what is the very, very good news, as I always say, is that once you are determined, convinced that the goal of our life is to know oneself, everything in creation will support it. Just the interest has to stay up, you know, and we are very, very fortunate to be at this time of the world, because I know, because I was told and I was shown that the vibration has changed, and the vibration that now is descending is an extraordinary good vibration, but not too many people understand or appreciate it if they are still holding on. So this is all preparation for embracing something that is rarely comes to pass. And I wouldn't know unless I was fortunate enough to be told that, about that. So silence is the key. And most people do not understand what silence really is. Silence is a base to all the noises. Imagine that this is a sheet of white paper, and the creation is constantly shaping on that. But the whole creation has its being upon this base. And unless one is silenced, cannot be aware of this utterly silent base. And in order to do that, there are few ways to just calm the mind and to be able to go into that silence. And then in that silence, there is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. And we will know without knowing, without education. And we will hear the truth without having to hear it from outside. And so every time we are very busy in life during the day, any time that we're very busy is the best time to not be busy. Every time we are so scattered is a time to not be scattered. So what is the discipline that I've used is that I made this silence my priority. And no matter how much something was urgent, if the thought of silence came, I stopped. Because the more attention you give to that, the more apparent becomes through these pictures. So we can't just wish for peace of mind and freedom. We have to help it. We have to, in our thoughts, words, and deeds, we have to initiate to it. We have to nurture it. And first step is, of course, interest that we all have. And the second step is practice, practice, practice. Everything that hits our heart, we have to make it ours. We have to make it ours. I was going to go to another room with Darish Khan and do a meditation together, but for some unknown reason, I'm supposed to do it here. So we are going to do that. The light meditation that we had, it will, when once you concentrate in that light, whether you see it or not, it will transcend to silence. It's just a tool to take you to silence. Because the mind cannot go to something that is abstract and invisible. You need to give it a form, mild form, like a light, so that all the thoughts become concentrated on that, and then you transcend even the light. Now, the meditation that I'm prompted to work with is not really even a meditation, it's more to it than that. It was given to me some years ago. And I find it extremely effective, so I'd like to share it with you guys. Any question before we go into...
Hold on, I need to make it.
No, you don't need to. No, yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
سوزن جون برای مدیتیشن کردن نه برای اون پرکتیسی که شما گفتی
Yes.
برای اون ما توز مخصوصی میخواییم یعنی راه مخصوصی باید بریم
Yes.
یا باید
There is two things that are very very important was for me very very important. One is to go into silence as often as you can for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 1 hour, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. There is no discipline. You just do it. By the way, the reason we're recording, in case anybody wants to hear it again, they can have it. And another thing that is very, very important that I have done it and benefited unbelievably, anything that is not lasting, in other words, is not everlasting, is not worth giving too much attention to. Anything that is temporary is not real. So when our mind begins to eliminate that, then the screen becomes very, very visible in that silence. So when we go through life, we have to teach our mind to eliminate what is temporary. And when we do that, we find that 99.9% of things that we give it so much attention and energy and wastefulness are not. And after a while of this practice, the mind will do it automatically, because the same mind that captures you and makes you a prisoner, we were talking the other mm-hmm. night, becomes an avenue of awareness, an avenue for God by this practice of elimination. So when Richard and I watched the TV, as little as we do, anything that comes, the mind automatically dissolves it. It as if is not going to touch us. Or anything we hear that people are so enthusiastic about it, they make it so real. So this way we don't believe the world. As the more we don't believe the world, the less baggage we have to carry. And this method of meditation, it really, hopefully, would be a good thing to do tonight. So now, we sit comfortably. I don't think meditation needs any type of gymnastic. A lot of people say you should sit in a lotus position with hand like this. These are all mood making. I know all the symbols, but it's not necessary. What is necessary is willingness to go to silence, letting go. For a few minutes, if we can come to this agreement that nothing matters, as if we had just died and everything vanished. And so for a few minutes, we invest in ourselves. And it's a good idea to turn off all the
cell phones,
please. And then after meditation, we come and discuss it a little bit. That's why I want you to sit by me. You guys go ahead and close your eyes, just like the other day's meditation. I will be talking a little bit and then guiding and showing the signs, and then you do it your way. Just imagine that God, or the light, or the truth that we are all so incredibly interested to, has made a promise to us before we were born. At this very moment, renewed that promise, that just sit and be quiet. Everything in your life will be taken care of by me. Everything. Every thoughts that comes to you, everything in your future, every regret in the past, I am here to fix it for you. There is an I inside of every one of us that is renewing this promise tonight. In this case, we just sit in this confidence. We sit in this stillness and confidence. Every time we have a thought that comes, we remember our promise that was given to us, and we relax in that promise for a few minutes, and we just allow ourselves to hear the silence. You were trying to bring yourself up. Yeah, I felt it, and I always had it.
And I said, go with it. That's where you need to go.
Yeah, the silence.
I remember from the, from one of the, he's thinking as you hear, when you hear less, you feel less.
Yeah, you were resisting it tonight, and, you were really resisting it, and the thing is that that silence is the safest place. And I could feel it. And how was the meditation for everybody? Yes.
How heavy your head is. When I let go, it felt like my head was
back. Yeah, that's right.
Physically, I felt like I need to...
Yeah, bring it back, yes.
Bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, physically...
That's you went to silence. That's what happens. When you're silent, your head goes tilted back, forward, or thing. We'll discuss it in a minute, why this meditation is a good meditation for those of us that feels up to doing it. Anybody else?
So, when that happens, is it okay if you get the faith anymore?
If you... And let yourself go down, because at that time you don't care about your body. What you care is your silence. Then straighten it up. If it hurts, bring it up. Yes, definitely. I was thinking, maybe you're thinking about posture. You don't need to worry about your posture. If it goes down and it's comfortable, don't disturb your silence. But if it hurts you, then that hurting is disturbing your silence. Come up.
Mine was not, I wasn't concerned about posture. It just thank my God, you know, when you have so much thought, your head is so pulled away of it.
Can you imagine you carry that 24 hours a day? Can you imagine why people get sick?
I can imagine now.
Yes.
It felt good.
Yes.
That, you know, I wasn't concerned that, oh, I'm going to...
No, that's right.
I could, you know, physically feel that, you know, let go.
And did you feel like... And did you feel like you were here and not so much caring for it at all? I mean, you were detached to here.
Yes.
That's it. That's... And you felt some sort of tranquility and silence?
Yes. You know, first it started that, you know, first you said, let all your thoughts, you know, I felt like I was going to cry. And then you said, I'm going to take care of you. And I'm going to take care of all your problems. I kept telling myself, Susanna is going to take care of you. I'm going to be okay. So from, not from meditation, but from all my thoughts.
Yes.